RNZ National and students at Stewart Island's Half Moon Bay School have made a short film about how to protect Ulva Island, Te Wharawhara. The island, which sits just off Stewart Island, Rakiura, has been pest-free since 1997 and it's open to visitors. Healthy populations of kiwi, saddleback and yellowhead can be seen there. The film features students and Department of Conservation staff who explain how to keep the island pest-free and why it's so important. And its world premiere was last week, and you can see that video on our website. Half Moon Bay School Principal Kath Johnson joins me now from Stewart Island. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Karen.
Wonderful little video that you've made. I enjoyed watching it. I thought the students did really well.
It was great. It was really great. We had a great time making it, and the kids learnt lots and lots, and they really enjoyed being able to see the whole thing come together as a finished movie.
I bet they did. How many pupils do you have at the Half Moon Bay School?
33.
Oh, you know every single one of them.
Pretty well.
Were they all? No, they weren't all in the video. How many did you use? But they all look like they're
not all of them, but probably most of them. Probably about 20, I think.
Oh, that's great. And was it something they wanted to do, or was it part of the curriculum?
We first had the idea. Sandy King, who works for the Conservation Dogs program with her dog Gadget, and I had wanted to make a movie just to get the information about biosecurity on Ulva Island out to visiting school groups. So Sandy likes to work with visiting school groups with her rat detection dog Gadget when they're available, but when they're not available, we thought the school could sort of take over that role of educating other visiting school groups. And so we thought, yeah, we'll make a movie that can be shown to them when they weren't available to help.
Looks like an amazing island, really fantastic place. And they're caretakers of it, are they? There's a word, isn't it, that those children are, what, are guardians?
So they work as Stewart Island ambassadors.
Ambassadors, right.
Yeah. So that was a program that we thought up probably about 8 or 9 years ago. Visiting school groups often get in touch with the school and they'd sort of say things like, oh, can we come and see you, or can we come and have a game of rugby, or can we play netball against the students and things like that. And we don't really have the numbers for that sort of thing. So what we sort of tried to do was think of something that would be beneficial to our kids as well as the visiting groups. So we started off training the kids up to be tour guides on Ulva Island, Wharawhara. They also do the Rocky Shore studies with visiting school groups. And we've just started another project around monitoring little blue penguins. And so we've had one school last week came and we showed them what we do in that program as well.
Where do they come from? The South Island, the other students, do they?
Yep. We have sometimes schools as far north as Christchurch, but mostly Southland schools.
In the video, the little film, I couldn't believe that it cost $30,000 to get rid of one rat.
I know, and it's probably even more than that.
Wow, that's incredible. And when was the last time a rat was seen on Ulva?
Well, that's probably more than I could tell you. There's normally sort of one a year. A couple of years back, we had a few over the summer. I don't really know the specifics around that. That's the work of the Department of Conservation.
Of Doc, yeah. And his Gadget's obviously a pretty good ratter.
Oh, Gadget's amazing. They sort of work, the Department of Conservation do checks every month. Our kids get to help out with those. Gadget and her handler, Sandy, also do checks every month. They do checks around the shore. They do checks around the island, around the places that are most frequented by humans. Gadget backs that all up. Just trying to make sure that no rats get on there and start to breed.
Yeah, no camping, no rubbish bins, take only selfies and leave only footprints. So how did the premiere go? Did lots of the community come to watch?
Oh, it was amazing. I think I sort of said to them probably about 150, but I think it would have been more than that. It was sort of standing room only in the hall. So a lot of people were there, most people who had any kind of link to the school and a lot of people who didn't as well. So,
what kind of refreshments do you have on Stewart Island, those sort of things?
We had an amazing cake that was made especially for the occasion, cheese boards and the kids had a champagne glass of lemonade with a strawberry in it and also some popcorn. So it was pretty cool.
That is great. As a school, you must get to spend a lot of time outdoors. What a remarkable place to grow up.
We think so. It's fantastic. And we do a lot of work outside the classroom, in the bush, on the beach. The kids have just got fantastic opportunities.
Very, very lucky. Yeah. What else is going on in Stewart Island? I noticed I was having a look at what you're doing there. You've got a 1920s ball coming up.
Yeah, they have this weekend. Yep, Saturday night at the community centre.
Will that be well frequented? I imagine it will.
Yeah, it should be. And also, obviously, Labour Weekend, we have a lot of tourists visiting. New Zealand's only at the moment, but there's plenty of them around. The place has been packed out most weekends, so it's fantastic.
Has it? Oh, that's great, yeah. And some of the statistics, you know, getting just back to the wildlife on Stewart Island, you've got 20,000 kiwi on Stewart Island. That's wonderful. That must mean that practically every person on Stewart Island has seen a kiwi or knows what they look like.
Oh, pretty much. Earlier this year, a few months ago, so after lockdown, there was a couple of mornings when I drove down to school, arriving sort of 7:30 when it was still dark. And there was a kiwi just outside the school gate. Two mornings in a row.
For the rest of us around the nation, because we don't see them, it's so rare to see them, that must be quite incredible, is it?
Oh, it's super special. You can never see too many kiwi. They're just amazing. And yeah, everyone just absolutely loves them.
What other projects has the school been involved in as far as conservation goes?
So we've just teamed up with the New Zealand Penguin Initiative to do some monitoring around little blue penguins, Korora, at Acker's Point. So they've given us 4 trail cams that they help the kids set up, and then every 2 weeks we go out and change the batteries and SD cards. And then the kids come back into school and they put the SD cards into their computers and they image and enter it on a spreadsheet. So that's been going for about three or 4 months now. And they're absolutely loving doing that.
That's great. Well, yeah, congratulations on the film and the kid who was the quite spectacular mullet who got to play the villain. He would definitely be my favourite.
That's Fionn, and he absolutely loved it, that role.
What's his name?
Fionn.
Fionn. Oh, he's got an absolutely brilliant haircut.
Hasn't he?
Yeah. Very good. Well, congratulations to all the kids, and really great to talk to you and to just find out a little bit about what's going on Stewart Island. So wonderful to talk tonight.
Cool. Thanks very much.